If you've seen the movie Fargo, you understand why it's become such a cult favorite. If you haven't seen it, let's just say we'll try to chip away at that problem right now. It's the story of a thieving car salesman.
The deal was the car first, then the $40,000, like as if it was the ransom.
And the pregnant sheriff who pursues him.
See something down there, Chief?
No, I just think I'm gonna barf.
Yeah?
And it suggests that life in the upper Midwest is not quite as placid as it seems. That might explain why a film festival in Fargo, North Dakota, celebrated the film's 10th anniversary, as Minnesota Public Radio's Bob Reha watched.
The last hours before the opening of the Fargo Film Festival are always hectic. Margie Bailey is the executive director of the Fargo Theater. It seems like she has a phone permanently attached to her ear.
Yeah, so we probably better sit down and make sure that we're all on the same page with this.
Bailey is the first to acknowledge you won't see any A-list movie stars or moguls at the festival, nor is it a place where mega deals are made. But Bailey says if you want to see some of the best movies you've never heard of or check out some unique entertainment, this is the place to be.
We have Gail Knutson, who's doing If There Were No Lutherans, Would There Be Green Jello? We have the world's most dangerous polka band.
Bailey says if there's one word that describes the Fargo Film Festival, it's quirky.
We here in Fargo are good at quirky because I think that we have a good sense of self. We appreciate our strengths and we understand our weaknesses and we celebrate that.
Bailey admits it doesn't get quirkier than showing a movie on the side of a 17-story building. In keeping with the spirit of the movie, no RSVP was required, but a YSYB, yeah, sure, you betcha, would be appreciated, don't you know? Finding a place to watch the film was an adventure. Traffic in downtown Fargo was a little heavier than normal. People turned out early to find a prime place to watch from their car. Chris Puckett and Rich Bateman found a place behind the police station.
This is kind of strange. It's different.
Something I've never done before, that's for sure.
It is kind of a strange idea. I'm a little bit baffled at why they are doing it. I don't know.
Isn't it the 10-year anniversary today that it was released?
But where they're showing it is kind of strange, and the outdoor thing, it's...
But it's Fargo.
Even the weather cooperated. Of course, it snowed. It had to. This is Fargo. Ira Krinsky and his 11-year-old son, Matt, were looking for a warm place to watch the movie. Matt had never seen the film. He was excited at the idea of seeing it for the first time.
It's fun because then you get to maybe miss school tomorrow.
When the movie was released 10 years ago, some folks were offended by the way the actors spoke. They felt the accents were overdone and made Fargo residents look foolish. Ira Krinsky says he's not bothered by the accents.
And it does sound a whole lot like my in-laws when I get together at a family function.
To hear the film, you could tune in to one of the local rock stations on your car radio. Some folks were lucky. They were winners of the station's contest for VIP seating in a fourth floor office facing the screen. Brent Barth was one of the winners. He says it's a little different viewing the movie this way.
If you're sitting outside, you kind of be in with the movie. You know, it's snowing right now, a little cold, kind of, you'd be in tune with the movie better.
Festival organizers were pleased with the event, but they have a problem. What will they do next year to top this? For NPR News, Bob Reha, Fargo, North Dakota.